Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
How are you feeling? I guess I know it seemed like you were going home regardless. It seemed like there was nothing you could do. Is that how you felt? Or do you think, oh, I could have done this or I could have done that?
No, I definitely think I was definitely going home. There was nothing that I could do. I feel like when I was sitting at that round table, I was like, you guys, I'm going to stand on that circle and tell you that I'm a faithful and you guys are going to be sitting at square one. So you, I think people needed to close the lid on the coffin theory, and they did. They were obviously wrong, but yeah, that was like probably one of the quickest roundtables that we had had all season that I was there for.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, so who would you say were like your biggest allies in there? Did you have a number one you were working with that you could trust or not really?
Like in the beginning, I would say, you know, my biggest allies were probably Bob H and Dolores and Chriselle. But you know, as like people dwindled down and weren't there, you know, it's hard to say now because I'm like, I guess I could have thought I had an ally, but like nobody really stuck up for me in the round table. So like it's like what
What's an ally, I guess, at that
what's
point.
An ally?
I saw Carolyn and Brittany were talking and they were like, they said it was a little clicky. Would you say that's true? Like in the beginning, were people like going into certain cliques?
Yeah, I definitely think it was a bit clicky. And like people who had known each other are obviously going to stick together and whatnot. But like you got 20 something people, and I think inevitably.
Yeah. Did you, I'm assuming you've met Tom Sandoval before. I think he was on Winterhouse when you were there. I think he might've been. Did you guys ever talk it out or interact? We didn't really see that. I was just curious.
I actually talked to Tom quite a bit. Like, and while he was in the castle, I think it was such a weird time for him. So,
yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of things on the internet. Then we're also cut off from the world. You get your phone for a couple minutes and like, people are like flooding you with like, this is what's going on. And you're like, okay, well now I got to go and I'll see you in like another seven. I'll talk to you in another 7 days. So I actually talked to Tom quite a bit and like, you know, I think Tom is hilarious. Like he's so funny. And I get like, you know, he's obviously had like a lot of public backlash, but And I did say at one point, I'm like, yeah, if anyone could be a traitor here, it would be him. It would be horrible PR. You know, he does obviously have the capabilities, but you know, I was proud of him once he like led the charge for Rob and he, you know, people were listening to him and taking him seriously. And yeah, I mean, I think like he just need, you know, Tom, I get everything that's happened in the past, I think he should be able to redeem himself at some point, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. People
need to
have
like a touch of empathy for him just because like reality TV is tough and you know, you're living your life out on camera, but you know, but also he's so funny. He's just like so funny.
He's over the top about everything, which is hilarious.
He's over the top. He's an actor. He's a musician and he's going to tell you.
I love that. Did you call or talk to Kyle before like you came? Did he give you any advice or no?
Literally no. I didn't tell anybody that I was doing traders. I had like 4 days, 5 days to like get it together.
Wow. So
it was like a really short time. And I was just like concerned with like getting my clothes in time, the logistics of getting to Scotland from New York. And I think it was like a Memorial Day weekend. So it was like a holiday. It was like a lot of things going on that I really didn't even have time to talk to anyone except like my team. And yeah, I didn't really tell anyone that I was going on it. I kind of just had to leave and then give my phone up. And then once they announced, it was set in stone.
Well, your outfits are insane. So whatever, that quick turnaround was great. I mean,
I work well under
obsessed.
pressure.
Yeah, obsessed. In terms of, I want to ask about Danielle because I feel like a lot of people had sus on her. Like she was acting sort of erratically, and people were like, "What's going on?" But at the round table, her name seemed to never come up, only from like Carolyn. So why was that? What do you think it was that like Danielle was not brought up?
Straight up, like I'll break fourth wall. I don't know if Peacock's gonna care, but she was like making packs like behind the scenes on things. And so people were like, oh, no way she's a traitor. Like she was like swearing on her grandkids' lives that she wasn't a traitor and just like making really weird packs that like, so people she could gain their trust and so that they would never vote for her. So, half of the women in there were like, oh, well, she swore on her grandkids that she wasn't a traitor. So like she like nobody would say that. So I'm not like I know she's a faithful. I'm never gonna vote for her. And I was like, I just remember thinking during it, I was like, well, I don't have kids to swear on. I'm also not gonna swear on my cat. I don't think the stakes of this game is that high because if something happens to my cat, I'll lose my mind. And I'm like, personally for me, where I'm like, people are like swearing on God. I'm just like, I like guys, this is, and then then they don't believe in God. I'm like, this is, I was like, guys, I am not swearing on anything. I believe in God and I am not swearing on my child, even though he's a cat. Like, this is crazy. And I'm not doing that just to like gain your trust so you'll never vote for me. But also like, and then the fact that she was a traitor, I'm like, so you just swore on your kids though. So it was like really like some things that I felt like was like dirty game playing and just kind of grimy, where I'm like, what, I'm never gonna swear on my kids, grandkids, whatever offspring I have for $200,000. Like, I'm just not.
Do you think that's something that's definitely going to be brought up at the reunion?
For sure.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So I was like, yeah, I think it's already sort of trickling out there. So I wanted to ask about that. I think, and I saw that you were shocked by Carolyn. What would you think? Like, what did you think of her gameplay, I guess? I'm finding out she was a traitor.
Honestly, great. Good for her, because it just came off as like unstable, which like was perfect. It threw everyone off. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
she, it was kind of erratic, which, we're like, okay, if we get to a round table, someone accuses her of a traitor, like what is like, which obviously it was a tactic and it worked, but good for her.
How do you think you would have done it as a trader?
Awful. I would have been so bad. I would have been
Really?
like, I think I would have like had to have told one person. I love to gossip. I like just, and
Yeah.
I tell the truth. I honestly, I tell the truth. I would have had to at least tell one person that I'm a traitor.
Was
Like,
gonna say, you're like a straight shooter. That's how I described you before the season. I was like, I feel like you're just a straight shooter.
yeah, I wouldn't be able to like bullshit. I would just be like, you know what? You're right. I am a traitor. But like, don't tell me.
All right, so did the traders give you any sort of want or desire to do another competition show, or you're like, I'm good with what I'm doing on Summer House and
I mean, I would do like a Dancing with the Stars,
Okay.
that type of competition. In terms of like strategy gameplay, I mean, when we would leave at night, I would be so mentally exhausted. Like, what did I just go through? So, I don't know, but look. Like if someone offered it to me, probably I would do something again, within a certain reason. Someone just said like The Amazing Race. I'm like, probably not that. Preferably no bug challenges, like
No
nothing,
eating
like
crazy
no
things.
fear factors type of anything. Like definitely hell no, not Survivor. So then like I'm dwindling down like what's even available at this point.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did I know you like seemingly not got close to Boston Rob, but it seemed like you guys were getting along toward the end there before he left. Did that give you any desire to watch Survivor? Or are you like, I'm good, I don't need to watch
No,
this
I
stuff?
never want to watch any of this. I don't want to watch
Yeah.
any of it. I think
I love how real you are. This is what I like.
after meeting all of these people, I'm like, Well, my general consensus is that, you guys have a level of like sociopathic tendencies, and I'm not interested, which is fine. I think do what you got to do. I just like I'm not a game player. I love to keep it real, and yeah, I mean, I don't like the game of backstabbing and deceit, and the duplicity is a lot.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's fun. I guess it's like as a viewer, it's fun. But like when you're in it, you're like,
Seems stressful.
it's yeah.
Who from Summer House would you, who do you think would thrive on this? Like, how would Paige do? How would Lindsay do? Jesse, I don't know, Kyle, Amanda. Or Kyle's already been on the show. We already know that.
Yeah. Amanda, like when I think of Amanda doing it, I love her, but I just don't think that she would like care enough. I think like she would just be like I love Amanda. We always tell her she's like a participation trophy girl. Like, but she also hates liars. So I don't know. She could go either way. So she could either get really into it or she's like, I don't even care if you're a traitor.
I can see that.
Paige is so good at reading rooms, reading people. I think she would be really good at this game.
I think so too. I
But
agree.
I think like the mental exhaustion would like wear her out. I think Lindsay would also be really, really good at the game too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess my last question, Sarah, is did you have fun? Was it a good experience? Was I know it was stressful, but like overall, what were your sort of thoughts on being on the Traders?
No, I had fun. I thought it was crazy. It was unlike anything I've ever done. I got to meet some really amazing people that I love and I can't wait to see at the reunion and just like have a friendship with. And yeah, I mean, it definitely took me out of my comfort zone and I expanded my, plaid wardrobe. And yeah, I think it was definitely. It was great all around, I will say, other than the lying, the scheming, and the plotting,
Yeah.
but and being in the
So,
car.
yeah, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
So if they call you for like an all-star season, are would you say yes or you're like, eh, we'll see.
Yeah, of course, I'd say yes.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you are sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.